Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Sans Fans Radio, more interesting than corn.
A huge thank you to everyone that submitted their awesome creations for our D&D art comp. The winners have been chosen and emailed, and you can check them out along with some rad honorable mentions on our Facebook and Twitter. Just search for Sans Pants Radio. Also, if you want to be 2 weeks ahead of everyone else and show your support for the show, why not check out our Patreon page? Just head to patreon.com/sanspantsradio. Links are in the show notes, and now, onwards to the show.
There's nothing sadder than a group of adults sitting around a table staring at a map the DM drew, but that is exactly what we are doing today. Welcome to episode 30 of D&D is for Nerds. As always, I'm Joel Zammett, playing the part of Leo Shadow. Opposite me is Ali Kathleen, playing the part of Ainsley Foggyfeather.
Sure am.
And across from her, we have Jackson B. Bailey, gender-bending as Cassius Christie.
Yeah!
Every time you do that, and the levels peak, and I hate you. But who cares? Because you're not editing it. I am. And next to me, we have Adam Californication. Shut up, Adam! This isn't about you! Previously on D&D is for Nerds. Check for traps. Or at least check to see if I pull the lever, what happens.
Just give it a tug.
It's a stone door, like in the Bloody Flintstones, and there's a knob you can turn.
You open the stone door, you guys pull the lever, uh-huh. Both of the doors open to the same room.
What?
Hey!
You're in what looks like a chapel.
Oh, rad.
This is a bad place for a wedding.
Up the other end of the chapel, giving a sermon to basically no one, is an elf.
He's rude. I'm going to shoot him.
Please let Ainsley be about to become a turtle.
May my God take your sight.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry. He took my eye.
Grayson socks you in the face. Ainsley, recovering from the sick burns Cassius inflicted on you. Cassius, recovering from the sick beats Grayson just laid on you.
I'll own that. Yes. I deserve that. Yes.
You take 3 points of lethal damage.
Jesus. Of lethal damage?
Yeah, because he's got gauntleted hands.
Oh, I just put like a hand on Grayson, like back. Just she's blind, all right? Just everyone take a breath.
I just want to be like, I'm all right. Oh, ow. I'm all right.
Everybody
okay.
Breathe.
I'm going to sit down.
Just chill.
Take minutes.
Okay.
Let me sit down for a second.
All right.
Grayson gets away from you again. Yeah, he hits you again.
Oh my God.
Grayson, you fuck
okay.
Boy, it was an accident.
It's all right. It's all right,
you
Grayson.
Take another,
it's okay.
You take another 3 points of lethal damage.
I try and, like, with
it's
help
all right,
him,
Grayson.
I can't do
it's
anything,
okay.
I guess.
This time, like, Grayson properly moves away. He walks
come.
To the other side of the room.
Come.
I'm so sorry.
He seems to be taking, like, some deep breaths.
Sit in a corner and breathe. Cassius, can you see?
No, I
at
am
all.
Blind.
All right. Okay, can I look in her eyes and just have a look at what's going on
They're
there?
They're completely and, white. She hasn't got any life? Pupils or, like, you know,
oh
the
my goodness,
pot.
Your eyes are like crazy zombies.
They're like little zombies.
Your eyes are all white. Do I have any magic knowledge yet? No, would I know what this is?
Well, you've been reading. Hey, you've been reading. Criff Pum Pum Criff.
You
is that
did
his
it.
Name? I did
you
it.
Did it. Yeah.
You did
you've
it.
Been reading
I'm dead.
His book.
It was
he
only...
died, so he doesn't get to appreciate it.
Took his
you
death.
Did.
You've been reading his book, and his book had a little something on this. Hang on. No. You don't remember anything.
Do I? I have only knowledge.
You might explain what's going on. And like, hey, I think I.
Yes.
You've got this.
You.
I don't. I have.
It's a magical blindness.
Wrong. It's a magic blindness. I don't know what you thought it was.
I thought your eyes had turned into newts.
If you find another, like, nicer cleric, he might be able to remove it from you, or you can, like. Some magical, like, potions and elixirs can
he's
remove it as well.
We'll have a look around. Surely, if he's, like, magic,
yeah,
we'll find
right.
some other stuff. Otherwise...
Right. Hang on. Ainsley, how are you feeling right now?
I feel like I could definitely have a cup of, like, chicken soup.
Maybe you and Grayson could go find potions to sort it out.
There might be some in the dragon's hoard, he says.
I'm just going to... Hang on. Look at the... I'm just going to look at the priest's... What's he got on him?
Check his pockets for mints.
Check his... What?
Check his pockets for mints.
and spell books.
But like mostly mint.
And a little bit of hard candy.
You know it. For our because let's be honest, peppermint. How long since any of us brushed our teeth?
That's true.
I brush my teeth every morning.
What?
Okay, so you
bloody
also find like a bedroll and some like you know personal effects. So you think he
we'll
lived in this?
This guy slept here, guys.
What personal effects?
You find?
Has he got some Panadol?
I'm gonna write
so
him
much
down.
Panadol. A
little bit of Nurofen, you know.
So much Nurofen.
Oh, sick.
A little bit of burn cream.
You find Jesus Christ, this guy's what, you find 650 gold pieces.
Oh my God! Yes.
How many?
650 gold pieces
for the time being until we get to a store. Just Ainsley usually is our treasurer, so she'll just
sounds
and then
good.
We divide at the end.
Treasurer.
That works for you?
Yeah, that's
Are you explaining it to him? Oh, sorry.
Five silver pieces.
Any copper?
Just, no copper.
Ah, rude.
Why does he even have gold?
Maybe he goes to the store. I don't know.
That's true. I guess
maybe he killed adventurers and took it from them.
Rude.
You find a gem on his person. It's like a little silvery ball.
All right, I'll grab that.
You write that down. Silver ball gem. I'm sure that's its technical term.
I think it's the silver ball gem. Of the gems, it's the silver ball one.
Leo, you work it out to be a moonstone. You think you could sell it for maybe 40 gold.
Oh, right. You can write down.
You might want to put it in brackets, 40 gold.
Or just keep it on your person to trade with.
Or to throw.
And you also find like a big crate. You open the crate.
With my crowbar.
And it is filled with wine.
I'll take the wine.
You don't know they have wine.
Oh, do they tell me, or are you just
there's
like...
There's a crate of wine.
I'll take the wine!
All right.
Do a quick count.
Yep.
55 bottles of wine.
Give me 20.
55 bottles of wine on the wall.
That's going to be heavy. Really heavy.
How much
it's
can
like
you
a
take?
Bottle.
How much could I fit on me, theoretically?
Or do I propose that we get fucking drunk?
And have a nap? And heal up?
I think it might be a good idea.
Yeah. We would like to stack the body against the wall or the door. I know we don't have a lot, but just
no,
that
the
one.
Door here is locked. There's a door on the other side of the room as well. Both doors are lockable.
Oh, sick. Super. We'll lock those doors.
And you've got the pews, I guess, if
you're
really
desperate.
Can we
put the body outside? Like, he was a bit of a dick. I just want to put him... We'll put him outside.
You roll the corpse outside.
Yes.
Yeah. Outside.
And I want to set up the pews like some beds. Not bunk beds. Let's not go over the top, guys. And then use the bed roll.
Hey, you've matured,
actually. I know. See, Gracie...
If you start a fire, you're not sure, like, if the CO2 will kill you.
I won't start a fire.
I'm going to drink myself into oblivion.
Is there a fireplace?
Maybe you'll get your sight back.
There's no fireplace, no.
All right, yeah, that's
there's
what
like
we'd
a,
like to do.
There's like a brazier type thing and near where the pupil was that you imagine a fire would go in, like a big sort of bonfire type thing. But you're not sure how he could have done this without like proper ventilation.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. Well, he's a dickhead and we're not. So, yeah.
Blind drunk to sleep.
Yeah, let's all get drunk and swap stories.
All right.
Yeah, let's get to know Cassius.
I tell you about fighting elk in the forest of my birth.
You're taking blindness very well.
I take everything in my stride. That's the Cassius way. Yeah. Anyway.
You spend the night in the chapel. Mm-hmm. Like you said, you've piled all the pews against the doors.
And
there
body.
Was locks on the doors.
But corpses.
Well, there's the door going ahead as well. Are you going to try and pile any pews against that?
Yeah, we might as
amount.
Well.
Okay. In the night, you'll all heal not three, but four hit points.
What?
Get out of town.
Because you've leveled up.
Yes!
What does this mean, Adam?
Yes!
Well, for Cassius, it doesn't mean too much other than some new spells and a little bit of a power-up.
Yes.
Ainsley and Leo, however, you both have discovered a font of magical energy that you can draw from.
Yes! Oh, how exciting!
Leo, months of studying Criff Pum's spellbook have paid off, and you can now cast spells.
Yes.
How
not
good.
Many, and they're from Criff's spellbook.
I look at you and just cast Dancing Lights.
Oh my God, amazing.
You have two more
so
of
beautiful.
Those a day.
It was worth it. It was totally worth it.
Ainsley, fourth level rangers get magic. You probably, as we discussed a long time ago, probably inherit this from your bloodline.
Yeah, I knew it.
You can cast one spell a day.
What is it? What is it? What's my spell?
Okay, I guess, how about entangle?
What does it do?
It creates magical, like, tendrils.
I want it.
Magical plant, like, tendrils.
You didn't even hear what it does.
I want it.
Ensnare foes.
Yay!
Do you just both wake up like
bling? Are you still blind, Cassie?
Yes, I'm super blind.
If you want to do it like role playing reasons or something like that, like,
oh, but will it have worn off
this morning? Like, what?
Wait, oh, so it hasn't worn off?
What worn off?
My blindness.
No.
Oh, no.
I'm like, look at this, dancing late. Like, what happened?
I don't know what's happening.
Maybe Fizz,
what's going on?
Maybe Mr. Fizz can be your eyes, but only at
nighttime.
I don't
think that's a thing that can happen.
So we'll say, like, I don't know, Ainsley, this morning you, like, yawn or something like that. You feel a latent energy within you, and you just realize that you can't put out candles, but you can make plants, like, reach up and grab things.
I love the idea of waking up in the middle of the night and being like, oh, I feel funny. Does this mean? Nah, I'm all right.
What is this?
Like, you go over to a corner of the chapel to, like, take a piss. You're like, it's not piss?
disgusting.
Am I hungry?
And Leo, while, like, practicing the spells this morning, you actually cast dancing lights or something.
Imagine a yell and you'd run around the chapel.
I can only assume.
Chasing the lights.
How's Grayson? Bloody
good. How's he doing? Is he still pissed off at Cassius? Or?
Well, Grayson's a little startled that both of you guys just can do magic now. But other than that, he's like sort of, he seems...
Is he happy for it?
He doesn't want to linger here. He's packing up his stuff and he's helping you pack up your stuff as well.
Yeah, something's up with Grayson.
But he's such a wonderful man. Like, he's packing up our shit while we're doing dumb shit.
Staring at him, like, mouth aghast, just like practicing dancing lights.
Hey, Grayson, look, dancing lights. So you've used up all your spells already?
No,
I'll say the spells that you use don't count against your thing. They're just role-playing purposes.
Are there any plants
I was
going
to go with yes.
Yeah, there's like some little
I would like
puffs
to use Entangle.
You just want to cast it now?
Well, you just said that it wouldn't count if I tried
No, but
it.
We say like this morning you wake up, you feel this energy within you, and so you're like, oh, I can make plants do shit.
Okay, all right. Yeah.
If you, from this point onwards, if you cast it, it's cast.
Okay, because I get one a day.
One a day.
Like one a person day or one a mayfly day? Wait, that's the same amount of time. Never mind.
What?
I was hoping...
No, I got what she meant, and you're dumb. Dumb. You little...
I was thinking...
Little dumb-dumb. Little dumb-dumb.
Because for mayflies, a day is like their lifetime.
It's like a tiny... Yeah.
Well, that would be even worse.
Actually, don't mayflies last a couple days? It's just like a common...
I think also,
it's a
common day isn't about the person. Mayflies. It's about where the sun and our planet, the relationship of that.
Yeah, I know, but I was wondering if there was something just else saying. That had more days in one
I'm
day.
Still blind!
Good.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to ask Mr. Fists to tell me what's going on. That's very complicated for an owl.
Can't you speak to
it's
animals?
It's very complicated for like a connection where the most you can communicate is like hunger.
Is he just
fear.
Like stuff?
Mr. Fists seems very uninterested in the goings on, and he impresses upon you that maybe you should be uninterested as well.
I sit there and grumble
It's his bedtime.
It's his bedtime.
It's his nighttime.
I'm like, sorry, Mr. Fist.
It's not nighttime yet
bed.
For him. It's bedtime.
God, that's too cute.
Grayson, do you know what's going on with old Cassius?
I'm blind. That's what's going on.
What do we do to heal this?
I don't know. We could take him to a cleric, Grayson says.
Nah, we're not very great with clerics.
All right.
Bad history.
Grayson puts up a finger to say something and stops himself. And he's just not.
Yeah. Why don't we just, we'll walk.
If you point me in the right direction, I'll still be useful.
Like the idea of pointing you in the right direction and you're just walking into walls.
Ainsley, why don't, because you're ranged, why don't you just sort of put a arm on his shoulder.
Yeah, I'll
hand on his shoulder.
I'll direct her.
Whatever. Keep
you
chuffing on forward.
You beautiful little dwarf.
Yes. Yeah. All right, so what's this place look at? What's going on?
There's another door we haven't gone through, so let's
there's a door
get rid of the
corpses
past
there
and
the chapel.
Joggle on through.
Yes.
I don't know if I've spoken about it enough.
I'd like to detect animals or plants. Well, that just, like, fail. Is it, like, because, like, Mr. Fist
well,
is right there?
It's like, it won't fail. You can do it
there's
as well, even though you are
shoulder.
Blind. But what, like, just to let you know, that spell is, like, stopped by thick stone or thin lead.
Okay.
And you are kind of surrounded by stone.
Yeah, cool. So it's just going to give me if there's like bugs.
There's an owl in the room and maybe bugs.
Good.
Bugs okay. I can talk to? The bugs aren't going to know shit, Adam. I know.
Is a dragon an animal? Like,
no,
would you
it's
be
a beast. No, it's a monster.
Oh, so but you wouldn't be able to detect.
No, but
that.
I can chat to like animals, like bears or dolphins or
Hares.
I was going to go Haribo, but that's a brand of candy.
You're going to go Howl. Like you're going to just combine an owl with a H. Yeah.
Just chuck a H that's in a front sound. Of that owl. Howl. No.
Let me know when you guys are ready.
Yeah,
we'll go through the door.
Okay. You open this door, and as soon as you, as soon as it's just a little ajar, this bright light shines through the crack. And when it's fully open, you realize that lights are like putting themselves on along this room.
Ooh,
it's a large,
fancy.
It's a
you
large
can't see
room.
Shit.
Oh, true.
It's all made of worked stone, so you imagine it took some serious effort to get this thing done.
We are out of the cobalt.
What does it sound like?
What is it? It's.
I'm blind.
Give me a fucking moment. Okay. above you, you see, like, you remember when you came in, then there was that tunnel that headed like above this place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You think this is where the tunnel ends as well.
Okay.
So you think maybe the dragon uses to get from this room to the entrance through this.
Cool.
And in this room is quite obviously the dragon's hoard. It's maybe the biggest mound of gold any of you have ever seen. You can see along the walls either side, like stands for sets of armor, and they're all like arranged on there. There's like racks for weapons. This gold is arranged very neatly. Coin is stacked on top of another coin. It's not like a Scrooge McDuck thing going on here.
It's like
no
a Mario
swimming
Party
in coin.
Thing, you know?
This ain't a coin sea.
It's not a coin sea. It's more like coin stacks.
What's here? What's in the room?
Not much.
Not much.
Nothing.
Oh. I thought you were asking me again, like, is there anything else, Adam?
No, I'm asking.
It looks like the dragon horde. Everything's all neat and stacked, and the lights just went on by themselves.
That's some fancy magic.
It is some fancy magic.
What does Grayson do? Does he look like?
Grayson's just staring at the room.
I would like to just kindly just be like, sweetheart, remember how that elf wizard guy told us don't take too much? I'm going to warn you. Please don't take too
much. It's okay, he says. I'm only going to take what I need.
No, don't take what you need. Just probably don't take anything. Except
no,
the amulet.
He said we could take a bit.
He said we could take a bit.
If memory serves correctly, yeah, he said like you can take some, but be careful not to take too much. But he didn't specify what too much was.
I like to think as I say that, I'm facing away from you. He said, you know,
you're just talking to the wall, and Mr. Fist has just got like his wing against his head, face palming. Like, oh my goodness!
No, Mr. Fist like has a wing up over his face. It's his nighttime now, guys.
Can I detect magic? By the way, any like. Can I at all?
You can, and
check the trap.
You cast Detect Magic, and you sense some very powerful magical auras in the room. You pick up like an illusion spell somewhere in this room, but it's too hazy to tell specifically where.
Because I was going
to
see if any items are magical, but okay, that's good as well.
Oh, a bunch of the items show up as magical as well.
All right.
An amulet?
You're looking for an amulet that protects you from divination spells.
We should find that. Do you reckon it'll be in here,
guys?
Hey, Leo. I'm a check for traps.
Do you have any ranks? Actually, wait. You know what? What am I saying? I'll roll your fucking thing.
Yeah.
I don't know why
I'm... Adam said early on that we weren't allowed to touch any of the dice.
They're my fucking dice. Leo, as the one who knows best about magic, have no idea what type of magic you're looking for.
Could be anything, guys.
It's an amulet, though, right?
Yes.
Yeah. It's like a necklace, maybe.
Well, I am of no use. I'll guard the door.
Good. I'm going to check for traps.
Just like as you go forward?
Yes.
This entire room, it's pretty big. Might take you a long time if you're checking for traps constantly.
I think he's trying to set you up for failure.
Okay. You can do it if you want. We can spend the next couple hours doing this.
What?
Yeah. Good. I'm down.
It's role playing. It only takes 2 seconds in real life, Adam.
No, I'm going to make you.
Oh my God.
I'm kidding.
As you walk through each individual coin, the
I'm
first
just saying,
coin,
like, you might.
The second coin.
Traps!
I think there's a trap, but there's no trap.
I'm just saying, like, if you guys do that really cautiously like that, it's going to be the rest of the day just looking for this amulet. That's what I'm saying, essentially.
Not cautiously, just a bit of a general look around.
Like anything that looks sus, you're like, oh, give it a look.
You don't see any presence. You don't see the presence of any traps.
Mm-hmm. I like.
You're not sure where one would hide, though.
Yeah.
I like that. I was like, I got the door. You're like, yeah, good. I'm not gonna be able to see anybody.
I know.
I thought that. Yeah.
I think it's kind of not to say anything because
it's funnier for me.
I figured you'd just close the door and lean up against it.
Hey, that's an idea.
You do that little search for traps, and then Grayson steps forward and says, I think we'll cover a lot of ground if we split up. We should stay within sight.
Good idea.
Okay,
but
all right.
We should split up.
All right, I want to...
I'm just going to subtly remind him, like, please don't take too much. All right.
Don't worry, I know what I need.
Okay.
All right, just don't take too much. I just want to, like be that really annoying naggy, just be like,
that's okay.
Are you sure? Are you sure? But don't piss him off. Oh, crap.
Ah, Jesus.
No, that's okay. So you guys start searching?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, not me.
Well,
yeah, obviously. No, I'll sit down in front of, like, the pile of feel for the coins. Go through each one. Is that an amulet? No. What's this one? Is it? No, it's another coin.
So after about half an hour, you've found nothing.
So any magical items I want to put in a corner or something to be like, I think these are magic items.
Detect magic only lasts... Oh, wait, no. Maybe it lasts for us...
I'm sure it lasts for as long as you are handsome.
No, it's not very long.
Which is forever.
Oh,
thank you, Jackson.
You are forever handsome long. Long, forever long. I'm going to detect animal. There's gold bugs.
Like, if I pick up an item and I'm like, can I feel the magicalness in the item? Is that how things
you
work?
You can only cast detect magic for a minute. So... Okay. The spell ends pretty quickly.
I know, but if I can look at something, that kind of magic, or do I just not have that at all?
You can sometimes, like, some magical items will have, like, a latent energy in them, so when you pick them up, it, like, hums in your hand or something like that. And things like that you can set aside, yeah.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay.
And also, I'm sure anything that's, like... Get like runes.
Yeah,
and
if it
like
looks
a little
sus.
Like a sapphire skull in the hilt.
Yeah.
Like I said before, this place is very neatly ordered, so you fancy it might not actually take you too long to find the amulet. Anything that's like an amulet or meant to be worn is on like a what do
like
you call
on
it?
A body of armor?
Yeah, like a mannequin or something like that.
Are the mannequins like lined up in like a row?
No, they're not. But they're like in among the neat piles of gold, and it's like someone's constructed a maze out of this gold.
Okay, cool. I'm gonna be like Mr. Fists. Sorry to wake you up. I know it's your daytime, it's your nighttime. But could you lead me to the different statues and I'll feel them for amulets?
Adam's face replicates imagine Mr. Fist's face would look at when you wake him up, and he's like, "Are you fucking serious?"
And I'm like, "Just go to that statue, hoot. I'll go to that statue, feel it. Go to the next statue, hoot. I'll go to that statue and feel
this it." This is amazing.
It might take you a while, but you can.
Yeah, like,
I want to help out. Some coins. Okay.
How good would that be? On the way out, I would like to knock all of the coins over.
No.
Yeah, come on.
Allie, do you want to anger a dragon's ghosts, maybe?
Maybe. Allie,
yeah?
You see it. As you're walking through, no, not the amulet. You see something else. As you're walking through, you're like casting, you're a little worried about Grayson, aren't you, right?
I am incredibly worried about Grayson.
You're like casting glances over at him every now and then. See him pick something up and pocket it, but he moves on.
I'm gonna wait. I'm just gonna wait for it until we are about to leave and be like, so what'd you get? And then see what happens.
Okay. Yeah, like, so what did you get?
So, Acassius, you're probably a little bit ahead of everyone, actually. It doesn't take you too long because they're slowing down for everything.
Awesome. Okay.
No, Mr. Fists is leading you around the gold coins.
Thank you, Mr. Fists.
You round the corner. You can't see what happens, but Mr. Fist's claws tighten on your shoulder and fear.
Oh, no!
I pull out my scimitar and swing wildly.
You knock over a pile of coins. Everyone else hears it. Grayson sprints in that direction.
We'd like to follow to the noise.
You're right.
The noise. You all round the same corner in the maze of gold, and you see a dead dragon. It's partially decayed. There's no stench coming off it, but it's this massive black dragon. It even in death, it's like just presence intimidates
you.
Okay,
I'm just gonna be Cassie. It's all right. It's Jack has just looked at me with his eyes closed.
What's going on? Someone tell me.
This part of the maze is very disorganized. The coins are not in piles. And you also notice something else really strange. The chest of this dragon has decayed where, like, the stomach is exposed, and coins have fallen out of the stomach. Like, it was eating gold. Yeah.
Is that what dragons do?
You don't know anything about dragons.
Okay.
Cassius, it's all right. There's a dead black dragon in front of us.
Yeah, it ate too many coins and couldn't poop it out.
Yeah.
That does happen.
Does Cassius know anything about dragons?
Do I?
No, you don't.
Does Grayson know anything about it?
I already said no. He doesn't. He doesn't know.
So none of us know why the fuck a dragon has eaten gold.
Grayson like taps, I don't know, we'll say Leo on the head, and he points past the dragon. Yes. Do you think that might be the amulet? Past the dragon, there's like a raised platform, and on the raised platform, there's this mannequin wearing nothing but an amulet. And when you look at it, you sense like a definite aura. Just even at this distance, the aura from this amulet is very noticeable.
Yes.
All right. Yes, I'll go grab it.
Ainsley, you make a beeline for the platform.
Yes.
Grayson calls out, wait.
Okay, I'll stop.
I don't know about you guys, but have you seen anything else on pedestals or platforms?
I'm not. Blind, Grayson.
The answer is not. I wasn't talking to you, Grayson says.
Ainsley, come back here.
Okay.
I have a funny feeling it might be trapped.
I'm check for traps.
Oh, that's a good plan.
Yeah.
Could have died, guys.
Looks sus, guys.
How quickly, Grayson had never joined our little troop. How quickly would we all have been dead?
Very quickly, I imagine.
Oh, my God. If you guys set this trap off, I'm going to be so happy.
I'm going to stop real quick.
So there's nothing like on the podium itself, but you can see, like, on the mannequin, there's a little arcane sigil just hiding beneath the amulet itself.
Magic trap.
Okay, how do we
disable it? What do we do?
Well, because I am a great trap-finding, dismantling man, and I know magic now, I'm going to try and dismantle this myself using all my expertise. I just like put in a show, maybe flick through Criff's book.
Hey, you know what's really funny?
Hopefully they don't see this.
Rogues are better than disabling traps than wizards. So if you hadn't taken a level of wizard, you would have a pretty good shot at this.
Alrighty then.
Whoopsie.
You could give it a shot.
I'm going to give it a shot.
But it's a very powerful trap. You might just set it off accidentally.
Give it a shot, but if I know I'm fucking up, I want to just
disengage.
Otherwise,
unfortunately, D&D doesn't work like that.
Adam, I'm so happy.
I have a solution. Well, I have an idea afterwards. If you
balls
fail.
Deep, let's do this.
Go and tie a pig.
Can I give it a shot?
Whole hog.
Yep.
Whole hog. And tie a pig.
Got it.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh,
yes!
No.
Yes!
Oh,
no. Yes!
Oh, no.
You got a one!
Oh, no.
You got a fucking one!
That's a critical fail! I've never seen Adam so animated.
Gotta pick it up and just headbutt.
God, Jesus.
Tell us what happens.
The magical seal breaks with a hissing sound.
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh.
And nothing happens straight away. You turn around and there's a moment of, maybe it didn't. Maybe we're fine. Maybe it's okay. And then the massive corpse.
Oh my god, Leo! What's going on?
What's happening? What's going on? Did
Grayson
you do it?
Draws his sword.
I'm gonna draw my bow.
The dragon gets up.
Fuck!
Oh Jesus!
Adam, I mean, no, that wasn't your fault. Sorry.
Leo, I'm gonna die again.
Let me write that.
I will blindly die.
I'm not gonna fight a dragon. I'm blind. I'm in no shape.
The dragon is coming alive, Cassius.
Jeez, this is a slow dragon.
Are there any plans
around? Okay, Cassius, you're first.
It's not because I set off the trap. It's just the dragon came alive.
We'll roll the bluff check after we finish.
Coincidentally.
Are there any plants around, Adam?
It's not your turn, it's Cassius, but yes, there are some poking through, like, the cracks in the floor.
Guys.
Do I have to roll to aim?
To what?
Because I'm blind.
Oh. So the way it works is you can actually hear, the dragon is so big, you can hear it shifting. You can fire at where it is, and there's a chance you'll miss.
Okay. I'm going to use Flame Blade.
On the dragon.
Ooh.
I think that's just a big
You create a blade made out of fire that you then attack with.
That's amazing. Oh,
you'd have to move close up to the dragon to do it.
Or just throw it.
I don't know if that's how it works. no, fuck it. I'll create a flame sword and run up to the dragon. Cassius doesn't back down from a fight. He never had a chance to wrestle with a zombie dragon.
Zambo dragon.
A Zambo drago.
I like the idea of me now.
Gave me a look of smugness.
I love...
Nah, it's okay. You're very lucky that this sword doesn't need to get past armor.
Good.
You're only hitting. You only need to hit it with the sword. Mm. You don't need to bury it past armor,
good,
which gives you a massive advantage because this thing's armor is tough, but it is easy to touch.
Oh, good!
You hit the Zambo.
Zambo Drambo.
How much damage that's?
Zambo Drambo.
Zambo Drambo.
Zambo Drambo.
Hang on.
What?
No.
Hey, I have a spell called cheat. How good.
Just cheat.
Yeah.
Just cheat at fighting the dragon.
How do you cheat in D&D? Do you just punch him in the face? Like
the way things that spell works is, so a dice roll in-game, not like, you know, you rolled a hit. Like, hey, I play craps or something like that. A dice roll there, you cast the spell, and you can choose to re-roll that.
Oh, okay.
I guess
all
that's
right.
Useful.
Mm. I thought cheating would just mean you hit Adam and he's unconscious, and we just decide what happens next. We'd be like, we win!
We're
the dragon's fine!
We're suddenly, finally free!
Suddenly the curse is gone, and we take all the gold, and we
Your
live happily ever after.
Flame blade ignites a lot of the dead dragon flesh and deals 6 points of damage.
Yes.
How many points does a dragon have?
Billions, probably.
Probably more than six, yeah.
You guys amuse me too much. Okay. Leo, it's your turn.
I'm going to launch my crowbar at him.
Your crowbar?
I've got a crowbar in my bag.
Oh, so you're going to use
so
the
I'm
launch,
launch
one?
Item and launch it at the dragon.
Just try
and
bury
for
it in
face
its head.
Or something. Does yeah. it, is it like, do you have to hit it in the brain?
Okay. So... It's not George Romero zombies.
Uh-huh.
You may remember this from the dozens of times I have had to say this.
Uh-huh.
You amused by that, Jackson?
Yeah, that's
I'm not.
Great.
That's great.
I'm not. Okay,
exactly
so
what
your crowbar embeds itself deeply in the dragon's neck.
Oh, good job. Good.
I guess it is rotted and falling apart.
Mm.
Dealing 5 points of damage.
Did you do more than me? No, one less. Still. Flame blade v crowbar.
Ainsley.
Hey, off memory, the time that we fought those zombies and failed miserably,
yes.
Was it? It was because we tried to shoot them. It's better to do like bludgeoning attacks,
yes.
isn't it? Now
From
I don't
memory.
Have a loot, but I have a longsword. I would like to bludgeon with my longsword.
You can't do that. Longsword is slashing or piercing.
What if you hold the blade?
Although it's okay because I got it wrong, and zombies are slashing and skeletons are bludgeoning.
Ah, all right. Well, slashing. Yes. I'd like to use my slashing.
Your sword. It's
yeah.
not. Yep.
No, my slashing thing.
I'll use my slashy diddle.
You charge in with your sword and
yeah.
you hit.
Yes! Come on, 7
Dealing
points.
A whopping.
Come on, 7.
9
yeah!
points of damage.
What the fuck?
I know! I told you guys I'm epic.
Is a rapier slashing or is that stabbing?
It's stabby.
A rapier is stabbing only.
It's stabbing.
Your daggers, you have daggers, right?
Yeah.
Daggers are slashing.
Climb it! Climb it and stab it in the dick!
Fuck head.
What? Mm? No!
I gotta climb underneath it?
Hey, that's
that puts it at Grayson's turn.
Yeah, what's he doing?
Grayson draws, he has a longsword, I believe.
He sure does.
Yeah, he has a longsword that he likes to use sometimes. He draws that and charges in.
You got this, bloody. Is he? Does his hair like flow back? His muscles ripple beneath his shirt.
Yes. Something like that.
Yes, good.
He who was it? Ainsley. You like slashed deeply with your longsword.
Good stuff.
Grayson like picks exactly where you hit it and makes the cut even deeper.
Oh, good.
Dealing 11 points of damage.
Oh, he always
Holy
has
shit,
to one
guys.
Up me. You know,
motherfuckers.
But seriously, what would happen if he wasn't there? Like, we'd be dead.
We'd
now.
Be dead. Right now, we would be dead.
Because he wouldn't
we
have
wouldn't
stopped me running.
Guess whose turn it is?
Oh no.
Oh golly.
Is it Zamet's turn again?
Just
randomly. Is it Mr. Fist's?
Okay.
Mr. Fist.
Leo, you're one. Cassius, you're two. Ainsley, you're three.
Oh no. Hold on.
And Grayson is four.
Hold on. Wait. Someone has to watch him roll the dice.
I can see.
He's
it's
too
fine.
Far away.
Four, Grayson.
No.
Hey, we don't know yet what's happening.
Yeah, it's not necessarily a death.
I doubt the dragon's going to be like, here you go, Grayson, here's some cake.
The undead abomination opens its maw wide. What happens next? Cake?
Probably not, but let's find out next time on D&D's for Nerds.
If you think this show is worth at least a dollar, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.